everyone, it's Kitty, and I'm joined by Mick via Skype. Tell everybody where you're at, Mick.
I am in Cancun. Very sunny, warm Cancun.
And meanwhile, I'm here in Missouri with 3 inches of snow and horribly cold temperatures. So, yeah, it's pretty unfair. But, you know, everyone deserves a vacation, I guess. Anyway.
That's right. And next week, you'll be in Texas.
I know. I can't talk. Yeah, so...
The only difference is I'm going to bring the warm weather back with me.
I know.
I'm not.
I know.
Stuck down there in cold weather again.
I know. Anyway, this is we're a little late doing our podcast this week because he's in Cancun, and so it's a little hard to work out the schedule when you're, you know, countries away in a different country. So we finally got around to it. So and after figuring out this whole Skype thing took a good hour. we finally got it figured out. So we're going to do this
now.
Well,
not just a Skype thing. We know how to use Skype.
Yes.
But we actually have to record it.
Yes.
For the podcast.
Yes. That was fun, but we got it figured out and hopefully this works. So, and it, is it a little weird to you that I'm in your house, like just hanging out in your basement while you're not here?
Yep. But I have more cameras watching you. So.
Well, I know. That's why I haven't touched or anything. I'm not going to steal anything. Cause I know you got cameras everywhere. So
that's right.
All right. So, anyway.
But the fun part of this was down in Cancun, you don't get AMC.
Yeah.
So through FaceTime, you were able to let me watch last episode of Walking Dead.
Yeah, I know. That was fun. So that's what we're going to talk about first off is The Walking Dead. But we have some movie news to get to. And then, of course, who's ignoring reality this week? It's a pretty good one this week in our obsessions this week. Mick has two of them, so, and one that's pretty good, too. So we're going to start with Walking Dead. We're going to talk about the latest episode. Just hang on. Okay. All right. Well, this episode. What'd you think? First thoughts, right off the bat.
Well, first thoughts, even before going into this episode, I was like,
I know.
We have to listen to that stupid diary. Like, I remember thinking, I hope it's not going to be an episode with just Daryl and Beth.
Yeah, Beth and Daryl. And it was.
It was, yeah. But overall, I thought it was pretty good.
No, I really did, too. I was really surprised, actually. I mean, they gave her a really great story in this one, you know, like an opportunity to grow as a character, and I was impressed. I wouldn't say I love Beth yet, but
no.
I would say I'm beginning to like her a little more, just to see a little bit, so this... You know, so they're, you know, of course they're like running through the woods or whatever. And, you know, eventually Beth's like, I need a drink. I want a drink. And so they go on a mission to find alcohol for Beth for whatever reason. So.
And I really felt like, and we talked about this during the first commercial, I'm like, is this her 21st birthday and she's just not letting Daryl in on it?
I know. No.
But,
yeah. They never alluded to that, you know, I don't know exactly how old she's supposed to be. I thought she was like 17, you know, or 18. I don't know if she's in her 20s yet, but.
Right. Well, and I think this, we were talking about how, you know, we're still not really sure how much we like Beth, you know, mm-hmm. Bratty Beth is what I wrote down in my notes, but it's kind of like I feel like it's similar to the Carl situation where a lot of people didn't like
mm-hmm.
Carl. I feel like that last episode that was basically Carl centric, that you started to like Carl a little bit more because you got to understand him a little bit better.
You get to flesh out the character a little more other than just being, you know, bratty or boring or whatever. You know, like, we get to see more of that character as a person rather than just, you know, a brat. So it does help.
Right.
And Daryl in this episode, too, was really good. You know, Norman Reedus is so good. I really like him. You know, there was that whole scene towards the end where, you know, he just kind of breaks down and Beth, like, hugs him. And it was a nice moment. You know, I really did enjoy this episode. It wasn't the most action-packed compared to like last week where it was super suspenseful in some parts. And then this one was a little more slower, a little more, you know, character driven. It was really good. I mean, I was thoroughly impressed by both of them. So
yeah, even though it started with a snake for dinner.
Oh yeah.
Snake. It's what's for dinner. Come on. That tweet. I can't believe that tweet did not make the round.
I know. Well,
but of course, we were up against Ellen crashing Twitter.
I know. Jeez, thanks, Ellen. I know. It's all Ellen's fault. We didn't get any favorites on our tweets. Thanks a lot.
I know. No one was watching The Walking Dead live
except
last night.
Except for us.
But yeah, this, you know, started out with them having, you know, snake again for dinner.
I hate rattlesnakes. I hate them. And then just watching him skin that thing. Ugh. I also liked how he was eating that snake. Just like, he was really eating that thing. But I guess if you're starving, that's how you would eat a snake. But, ugh.
Right. Gross. And we learned that Beth can make a fire.
Yeah, and it was actually a very clever way she made the fire with the mirror and the piece of glass they got off of that car. Oh, and then they were, you know, before that they were stuck in that trunk, and that was pretty crazy. Remember when they had to
That was intense.
That was intense, yeah, because they had to sit in that trunk while that herd of walkers came through, and I can't imagine how terrifying something like that must be.
It kind of reminds me of one of those first scenes. It was probably season 2 when they were underneath the cars as the highways.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That's exactly kind of what it is. But it's very suspenseful because you don't see the walkers, but you know they're there and you can hear them. And yeah, I thought that was actually very, very good. So,
Yeah. And then they made their way to the golf course.
Oh yes.
There were some zombies in the distance. They broke in, and then we saw the hanging zombies.
Yeah, the hanging zombies, exactly. Obviously, there was some sort of mass suicide at this country club. It looks like people had camped out there and then, you know, eventually lost hope and were just off themselves. So, so they're in there, and then Daryl, like, finds all this cash and jewelry and, like, feverishly puts it into the bag. Which was
And the spoon.
Yeah.
Remember the spoon?
Yeah, she found the spoon. Yeah, Beth found that spoon that said DC on it. So, I don't know. It was a little weird, but...
I have a feeling that we'll learn a little bit more about the spoon and maybe its significance a little bit later.
Maybe there's something with the spoon that will come back into play. Or maybe she just liked it. Who knows? I don't know.
Well, then there are all the messages on the walls, the thanks for the help and thought you could take care of yourself. And
yeah. There was the one that said, welcome to dog rot or dog.
Something
like that. I didn't understand that. Oh, and then there was the woman zombie or the corpse of that woman. They propped up on that mannequin that said rich bitch. Like, ooh,
it was right. And at that point, that's when you saw Beth. She was very sympathetic.
Yeah.
Trying to cover her up, trying to get her off there. Yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting. And then, you know, Beth went and got some new clothes, which I would totally do too. You know, you get your turkey and everything. So she got some new clothes and then immediately got zombie brains all over it. So
I know.
So that didn't work out. But then they eventually find the booze. They find the booze, and all that's left is peach schnapps.
Which, come on, let's be honest, that's a pretty good first drink.
I think so. If you're
a first timer,
I agree. If you're young and you're going for your first drink, peach schnapps is the way to go. Ease into it. But you know, Daryl wasn't going to have that. He's like, if you're going to drink, you're going to drink. And so that, you know, they leave the country club and they go to some shack in the woods and they find moonshine. I would, if I had to choose my first drink, I definitely would not choose moonshine. I wouldn't choose moonshine now. Have you ever had moonshine?
No.
No, it's disgusting. It's like pure gasoline. It's what it tastes like. It's pure alcohol. It's like rubbing alcohol. It's disgusting. I don't see why anybody would like it, but then again, I guess I'm not a hillbilly, so I don't know.
And usually you're not that picky, so that's shocking.
Shut up. Anyway, and this is where all the drama starts to happen, because, you know, Daryl starts telling her, Beth, about, you know, I grew up in a place like this, my dad was a jerk, you know, that sort of thing. So he kind of opens up, but then he gets really mad at some point. And
the drinking game, that's what did it.
Yeah, that was, I hate that game. I hate the I Never game. I always hated that. And it was just really awkward. She's like, hey, let's play I Never, you know, it was a little weird. And then, you know, I forget exactly what she said to him, but he got really offended by it and got really mad. And,
Oh, and then he said to her, at least I didn't cut myself.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
And it's like, wow, Beth can hold her liquor better than Daryl.
I know, because she was not, like, even fazed by it, but he seemed a little, like, out of control at some point. So maybe he was drinking more than she was, but I don't know. It was crazy. You know, and then she's...
It was intense.
It was intense. And then, you know, they went outside because, you know, he was making noise until the walkers came around and... You know, he's like, oh, let me show you how to use a crossbow and whatnot. And things got pretty heated. And then eventually he starts crying and Beth hugs him and everything's better. But I thought it was a nice moment.
Well,
you know, they obviously need each other, you know. And Beth is kind of a little more optimistic now than I think Daryl is about. I know that they're in a really horrible situation, but I feel like Beth is still... holding on to hope that they're going to be okay, you know, I don't know, so.
Yeah, which it should be the opposite because,
yeah.
You know, she just lost Herschel, her father, and she thinks she lost Maggie.
Yep.
So Daryl is basically the only person she has left.
Exactly.
And I thought it was very interesting. I thought it was a great scene where she said to him, look, I'm not Michonne,
uh-huh.
I'm not Carol, and I'm not Maggie, you know.
Yeah.
And
I thought,
wow,
I made it.
That was
Where she's like, I made it. I survived. I'm none of them, but
somehow.
I made it. For somehow. Yeah. You know, some reason I'm still here. So, yeah, that was pretty interesting. I agree. So.
And then also at that point, we learned that, you know, Daryl blames himself for the prison massacre, you know?
Yeah, I know. And I think he blames himself for Herschel's death, too. And, because he wasn't there to stop it or something. So, yeah. And I think he's carrying around a lot of guilt for a lot of different things. So it kind of just bubbled over finally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why his character is so good. Cause he's like super, he's a badass for one, but then he's also kind of sensitive on the inside. So that's why people like him so much.
Well, and we got even more insight, you know, Beth said, you know, she misses Maggie bossing her around. She always thought that Maggie and Glenn would have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that really hit home was that she always thought Daryl would be the last man standing.
Yes.
When
yes.
She said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was good episode. Good episode. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, miss me when I'm gone. You know, I thought that was a really, really good line,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah, so I'm glad they're giving Beth
and then, of course,
more to do.
They end it with... Right.
So...
And then, of course, the episode ends with them burning the place down. Now,
yeah.
Obviously, I was watching it through the phone that you put up so I could watch it.
Uh-huh.
What was the significance of the house? Because he'd been there with Michonne and some others, hadn't he?
I think the significance, yeah, he said he'd been to that place with Michonne before on a run. But I think the significance of it is because Daryl grew up in a place just like that, you know. And I think burning that down, you know, a little symbolic of, you know, kind of forget about your past, where you came from. You know, that doesn't make who you are, that sort of thing. So I think that's what the significance of that was. I don't think it was a particularly significant house in the aspect of, you know, the series, but, you know, I think it was just I liked it. I thought it was a good moment. I liked how they used the lot of money to catch the house on fire. I thought that was pretty neat. You know, and then all the walkers started coming towards it, so.
And they flipped the house off in the end.
Yeah, that's right. They flipped it off. Yes, yeah, that was pretty good. So, it was a good episode, and I can't wait till next week. Next week looks pretty good, too. I mean, we're supposed to see more Maggie and Sasha and Bob, I think his name is, that little group, so. We'll see them and see how that goes, and we will be doing another podcast after that, so you guys can look forward to that, too. So,
right.
It was good, yeah.
Well, Kitty, you're running the show. My hands are off deck, so you're running the show. You tell me where we're going next.
All right, we're going to talk about the Oscars, because, you know, there were, besides Walking Dead last night, everybody else, if you weren't watching The Walking Dead, you were probably watching the Oscars. So we'll talk about a little bit about that. I did not watch the Oscars. I will freely admit that because I was, well, one, I was asleep, and then and then I had to watch The Walking Dead. So, and then I had to go to work, so I didn't get to watch all of it. Excuse me.
I did watch a lot of the Oscars when we weren't watching The Walking Dead. Ellen DeGeneres, I think she really knocked it out of the park. I thought her monologue, you know, everyone said before, like, oh, Ellen is so, not generic, but, you know, she's tame compared to
But she's really funny, though. Like, I
really
don't think
funny,
you need to be out there to be super funny, so.
Right.
Yeah.
But she did have some jokes that were a little stronger than you would normally expect from Ellen, which I really like.
Yeah. Ellen, I thought she did a great job. She was really funny. I only saw clips of the show, so I didn't really get to watch all of it. But I like her in general, so I always think she's a good choice to host something. So I didn't get to see really any of the Oscar-nominated films. I only saw her. That's the only one I've ever seen. That's the only one I've seen so far. So.
Yeah, we both saw that.
Yeah, we didn't saw that together.
I love Gravity. I was shocked, but in a good way. I was glad that 12 Years a Slave won. I didn't see it. I think it's a little too intense.
Yeah.
There were times where I'm like, I want to watch it, but I'm like,
I will watch it one day. Yeah. I'm going
to
watch it one of these days when I work up the nerve to watch it. So, and the other ones, I need to see Gravity also. I really want to see that. And
Gravity's one of those cats.
I know. I know.
You need to watch in the theater.
I know. Well, it's on DVD
it's so
now,
good.
So I can see that at home. And
Not the same.
I really want to see Dallas Buyers Club too. I heard Jared Leto is really amazing in it, and you know he won the Oscar for his role in that. So I would like to see that. Matthew McConaughey won for that too. So you know, another one. And I'd like to see American Hustle. I haven't seen that. So. I'm terrible at keeping up on movies. When I was younger, I was really good at it, but now I'm more into TV, so. Anyway, they also gave out, the night before the Oscars, they gave out the Razzie Awards, which is, if you're not familiar with the Razzie Awards, it's sort of the anti-Oscars, where they hand out awards to the worst movies of the year. And movie 43 took home the worst movie of the year title. Have you seen this one? Have you even heard of it?
I've heard of it. I just don't know much about it.
It's like, it has a bunch of stars in it, and it's like a bunch of different little short stories like pieced together. I haven't seen it. It's on Netflix, and I've been meaning to watch it, but I've heard it's pretty terrible. That's why I haven't watched it yet. So, but now that it's won a Razzie, I think I probably will watch it just to see how bad it is. Worst actor went to Jaden Smith for After Earth.
He finally has an award now.
I know. And then I think his dad, Will Smith, won Worst Supporting Actor for the same movie for After Earth. Kim Kardashian won Worst Supporting Actress for Tyler Perry's Temptation. I haven't seen that. And then Tyler Perry won Worst Actress for A Medea Christmas. I haven't seen any of these movies, and it's probably, safe to say why. They look pretty terrible. The Lone Ranger got one for Worst Remake. So, you know, it's just funny to see those kinds of, you know, I'm glad they give out awards for terrible movies. Because there's a lot of them out there.
There are a lot of them out there.
There are a lot of them out there.
There's only one movie that I ever walked out of. And that was Epic Movie.
I never saw that.
It was awful. I even asked for a refund. It was so bad.
I'm trying to think of the movie I walked out of. I don't think I've ever walked out of a movie, but one that I came close to was The Hulk. Not the latest one with Edward Norton, but the one they made before that, probably like 10 years ago, 10 or 15 years, or I guess it was probably 10, 13 years ago. With, was it Jim? No, Eric Bana, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That movie was awful. Just terrible. And I worked at a movie theater at that time, and I got to see it for free, because I used to do as midnight showings for some of the employees, and I mean, it was terrible. Just awful. Anyway, probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life, I would have to agree. Anyway, that's the Razzies, the Oscars, so it's kind of fun that they do that. We're going to move on to some news. Okay, lots of news to get to. First off, let's start with True Blood. Anna Camp
yes.
is coming back to reprise her role as Sarah. Is that her name? Sarah Newland?
Sarah Newland.
Yes, yeah.
And here's the thing. After last season, I remember, I think we talked about it. We're like, you know, she got away.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't die.
Yeah, Jason didn't kill her, even though he really wanted to. Yeah.
And we were talking, we're like, she has to be the big bad in the next season.
Yeah, she has, because she hasn't been dead. You know, she obviously wants all the vampires dead, and she was, you know, kind of pivotal in capturing them all last season. So, yeah, definitely, I think she's going to come back, and I really hope they kill her.
Just they will.
Yeah, they have.
She will.
I think everybody's going to die.
The best part about this news is that they're bringing her family in. When her sister is described as an angry and bitter, gothed out woman. Her mom is socialite, of course.
Of course.
You know. And her dad is a dead ringer for Dr. Phil. I mean.
Oh my gosh. That's going to be amazing.
Okay.
I know. That's great. Oh, I can't wait for this season.
I know.
Come on, Summer. Come on.
Yeah. Well, I'm already in Summer right now.
Well, shut up.
I can't wait. It's you know, 70, almost 80.
Well, you're going to be down there for a week, and then you'll be back here in the miserable cold.
We'll see.
Although it won't be that cold when you get back, so you lucked out. You picked a perfect week to go to Cancun.
I know. I told you, I'm bringing the warm weather back with me. Not all of it, but some of it.
Some sequels, you know, there's a few sequels coming out in the next couple of years. Jurassic World, we talked about in the last podcast, but they've cast the villain in this movie. Vincent D'Onofrio is going to be playing the villain, so to speak, in the new Jurassic Park film, Jurassic World. So, you know, I'm glad that's moving along. So that means, you know, it's starting to get filmed and all that good stuff. So it'll be interesting. I'm really excited for that. And Vincent mm-hmm. D'Onofrio is a great actor, you know, and he can play really weird, interesting character. So I'm sure he'll be great as a villain in that. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, and speaking sort of the original Jurassic Park actor, Jeff Goldblum, he has not, there's been no word that he's coming back from Jurassic World, but he has decided to reprise his role in Independence Day sequel.
Yeah, good segue, by the way.
So no Will Smith. But Jeff Goldblum will be there, so that's fine. I'm fine with that.
I'm okay with that, too, really, because I think Jeff Goldblum was the best part of the last Independence Day film. I mean, he's really enjoyable in that, so, and he's so weird, but,
mm-hmm.
yeah. I mean, and really, what else is he doing? So, yeah, of course he's going to be back. I wonder who they're going to cast, like, as the main person. Do you think it's going to revolve around Jeff Goldblum's character, maybe, or...
I don't know. That's a good question.
He was, like, you know, a pretty pivotal role in that movie. So, you know, I could see them expanding that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how they do that, since Will Smith is too good for Independence Day 2.
Well, for now, I'm sure they're still,
yeah,
you know, negotiating a salary. I think that's probably it.
Yeah, you're probably right. Mm-hmm. Some other news, they're making a Goosebumps movie. Did you, I don't know, you might be a little too old for Goosebumps. That's the reaction I was looking for.
If only our listeners could see my face right now.
Anyway, Goosebumps books were very popular when I was a kid. And then they made a series of it too, a television series. So now they're making a movie of it with Jack Black. So,
I'm not going to see it.
I know. I'm not a huge fan of Jack Black either. And I'm sure this is going to be a kid's movie, so I don't know if I'll see it. But I think it's fun that they're making a movie of Goosebumps because it was an enjoyable little thing back in the day, and I think it's still pretty popular. I think I think my niece, who's 9, she reads the Goosebumps books too, so it'll be interesting. I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. I have a cold, so it's kind of making me a little foggy. I apologize, everyone. All right, now we're going to move on to one of our favorite segments, Ignoring Reality. Okay, so Ignoring Reality this week. Mick, I'm going to let you take that because you got a lot to say on this subject.
I'm so happy that I saw this live.
I didn't see this live.
This was the best at the Oscars. And I'm not talking about the selfie because let's remember, listeners, this is Ignoring Reality. We'll talk about that selfie in a minute. But, so anyway, watching the Oscars, kicked back in my bed in Cancun, just enjoying. I mean, it was a really good telecast. And then, of course, here's John Travolta to introduce a song from one of the most popular
Disney
movies.
One of the most
popular,
like, everybody talks about this song.
Here's the thing. I was watching with some other people, and he, says, and here to sing the Let It Go is Adele Dazeem. And I'm just like, Adele Dazeem? I'm pretty good with pop culture. I know names. Yeah. Right? And here she comes, Adina Menzel. And I'm like, what the fuck? John Travolta? What are you smoking? Teleprompters can be hard to read.
Yes.
I read them.
Yes.
But come on.
I know. Like, you've never heard her name before. Did you not at least look up her name before? I mean, because I'm sure he knew far in advance that he was, going to be presenting, announcing her performance. So, you didn't Google it there, Travolta?
Right. But here's probably what happened. Either he couldn't read the teleprompter, he wasn't nervous.
No.
But here's the thing. He could be drugged out. But here's the thing. They probably tried to spell it out for him.
Uh-huh.
And that messed him up even more.
Yeah,
because
probably.
Because obviously, I read a teleprompter before, and firsthand that sometimes I haven't pronounced names correctly. Because sometimes the pronunciation messes you up more actually seeing the name.
Yes, absolutely.
Because you do either or in the teleprompter.
Yes.
You do the name or you do the pronunciation. You do not do both because that really messes you up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm figuring that they probably, for some reason, had to spell it out for him. And that tripped him up.
Yes, I'm sure. He probably just...
But come
But really.
On,
I mean,
Travolta.
I know.
And then to find out, the best part was, he messed up Les Miserables last year.
Oh, did he really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you need to get on the internet. You need to Google that. It is so funny. He messed up that name, too. So, here's the thing. I'm thinking these producers at the Oscars are like, John Travolta's gold mine for us. We can give him...
Seriously, though, that's true.
So...
It makes for good television, and it gets people talking. So, yeah, I get that completely, yep. As a producer, I would understand that. So. Yeah, so I would agree. He's ignoring reality, and he's just, I don't know. It's stop. I don't know. Maybe you should stop giving Travolta things to do. You had one job, Travolta. Butchered it. Anyway, speaking of John Travolta, we're going to move on to Obsessed. What are we obsessed with this week?
And I was like, why are you so obsessed with me?
Okay. Segue. What are you obsessed with this week, Mick?
Well, there was a lot to choose from this week. A lot. Including that selfie that Ellen took.
I'm kind of obsessed with that selfie because it is amazing. Like how, right. I mean, beautiful Hollywood stars all together. Amazing. Yeah, it's a fun little selfie, yeah.
But did you see the backside where poor Liza Minnelli couldn't get into it?
No.
Oh my God, it's the best. Lance Bass took a picture of it, and she's like on her tippy toes trying. She's like, it's like she's not in the cool kids group. It is so funny. It is so
funny. No, I'm going to go back and look for it.
You have to. Oh, it's so good. But that's not even what I'm obsessed with. What I'm obsessed with is Slate.com came up with this. Now you can generate your own Travolta-fied name, like Adele Dazeem. It is awesome. It is so awesome. I mean, I bow down to Slate.com. That is so great. I mean, that's all people on my Facebook are posting.
Oh, I know. I've seen it all over my Facebook, too. Yeah, absolutely.
Travolta-fied
name. I haven't put in my name yet, but I'll probably do that when I get to work tonight.
Let me see. Mine is Micah Walker. Micah Walker. I mean, it's really brilliant. It is really, really brilliant. So that's what I'm obsessed with. I'm just obsessed going through it and looking at all my friends, what their names would actually be. So, I mean,
did you see that BuzzFeed article too, where they put up how he would mess up other celebrities' names? It was really funny.
Oh yeah, I think I actually posted that too. Oh god!
Like Matthew McConaughey was like Marrow Mahogany or something. Like, it was really funny.
Liza Minnelli would be Lisa Minnelli envelope.
Yeah.
This year's Oscars, it was an absolute gold mine.
Oh yeah, I mean,
for so many reasons.
Especially for internet use and stuff. You know, I think it generated a lot of talk and stuff on the internet. So yeah, I think, and then that aspect is very successful. I didn't see all of it, but yeah, I mean, I'd say it was good. And I'm sure they'll bring Ellen back because she's so good. So.
Oh right, I mean, she is great. But oh man, and I mean, she broke Twitter.
Twitter, absolutely. Like, it's crazy to me that picture got tweeted like 3 million times. Like, that's insane that many people retweeted that picture. It's crazy.
Well, hey, and I know how much you hate Angelina Jolie, so I'm sure you love that she was like trying to wave in her picture.
Oh, I didn't see her in the
buzzed, and it fuzzed her face out.
Yeah, I'm such a fan of Angelina. Anyway, what I'm obsessed with this week, I'm a little behind on the times here, but I finally started listening to Chris Hardwick's podcast, The Nerdist
podcast. Isn't he great?
He's so great, and I'm obsessed with listening to his podcast now. So, like, I've downloaded all these episodes his podcast, and so I listen to them on my way to work and on my way home from work. So I love it. Like, right now I'm listening to one with Casey Wilson and Jean Raphael. I forget her name, but she's been in a lot of stuff too. But it's really funny, and I just really enjoy it. Like, he has a great podcast. So I know he's been doing it for a while now, and he's very popular. But I just got on that bandwagon, and I'm obsessed with it. So I like that. That's what I'm obsessed with this week.
Oh, he's great. Of course, he's a huge Star Wars nerd, so I really... appreciate that.
Of course you do. Well, he's also, you know, he's big Walking Dead. He does the Talking Dead. And so he's really enjoyable to listen to. And I like the way he does his podcast, and that they're just conversation. So I really like that. It's just, it's not like, you know, scripted or anything. It's very funny. It's very comfortable. It's very easy to listen to. So I enjoy it. So Chris Hardwick, if you hear our podcast, because I'm sure you're listening to our podcast. We love you. All right, well, that's the end of our podcast. We are going to do some shout-outs, though.
Right, we're having some issues with our Skype.
Yeah.
So,
keep getting kicked off, so.
So the magic of editing.
Yes.
Kitty will take care of all those little bumps in the road.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I want to give a couple shout-outs. Jenna Hawkins, obviously, you know Jenna.
That's my Jenna, she's my cousin.
She started following us, and apparently she's going to be on our podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to make her get on our podcast next week, yeah.
Twist her arm.
Yeah, whether she wants you or not.
And also, Say What Podcast, they started following us, and I'm going to...
I haven't listened to theirs yet either, but I'm going to, because it sounds good.
Me too. And also, I want to give a shout out to AM Newsboy.
Yes.
He has some Kansas City ties.
Yeah.
So I want to, and he's fantastic. So thank you.
And he does a podcast called The Price Podcast, and it's all about The Price is Right. And they've actually invited us to be on their show sometime. So I know that'd be a lot of fun to do. I think I don't watch Price is Right all the time, but I mean it's one of those shows everybody knows, and who doesn't love The Price is Right? So I think that'd be fun to do. So that's in the works. We'll see how that goes. So.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And I had some friends who were actually on The Price is Right, and they actually went out there and they made shirts and stuff. And
yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, I will save that story for their podcast.
Excellent.
So it's pretty funny and a little crude. So.
Excellent.
Yeah, those go hand in hand.
Yes, they do. Absolutely. All right. Well, those are some of our Twitter followers. So you guys, if you want to follow us on Twitter, it's @GalAndAGay. We're also on Facebook, @GalAndAGay. Or just email us. Our email address is @gallonagay@gmail.com. We want to hear your comments, your feedback, you know, your suggestions, whatever. Just, you know, tweet us, email us, Facebook us, please. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
Yes. And also on iTunes, we are on iTunes, @GalAndAGay. Go and rate us and please review us. We'd love for some feedback there too. So please go to iTunes and rate us. We'd love to hear that. So to see that sort of thing. So we're going to wrap it up now. I am actually going to be in Texas next weekend to visit my family. So we'll be doing another Skype podcast. Well, hopefully that one will work out better than this one did. You'll be back here in Missouri. Mick will be back here in Missouri. I'll be in Texas, but we'll work it out. So, anyway, just look forward to that one. We'll be reviewing The Walking Dead and, some other movie news and that sort of thing. So, that's it. This is Kitty and, Mick in Cancun. Say goodbye, Mick.
Goodbye. I will be on the beach in just a couple of hours.
Jerk. How many margaritas have you had this week?
I can't even count.
I know. That's the way it should be. And I want to apologize. If y'all hear me sniffling and sneezing during this thing, I have a cold, so I apologize. Just in case you were wondering. Anyway.
Gross. Well, at least we can't catch your cold.
This is true. You can't catch it. Not yet. Through the computer. So, okay. Thanks for listening, y'all. We'll see you next week.
Bye.